Paul Cole has become the first New Zealand man to make a World Squash Championship final since 1986 as he overcame Egypt's Marwan El-Shabagi in a five-game thriller. The Greymouth player had never beaten El-Shabagi on the Pro Tour before. Cole came back from 2-1 down to win 3-2 and set up a final with another Egyptian, Tariq Momin.
Over the moon, mate, it's a pretty surreal feeling, but, you know, like I said, yesterday I'm just going to enjoy the moment as it is, but then, you know, focus on tomorrow because... you know, tomorrow's the biggest match possible and I want to be firing for that. So very, very happy, but you know, already going to start looking for tomorrow.
Paul Cole. Ross Norman made the final in 1985 and 86, beating Jahangir Khan in his second attempt. Black Caps selector Gavin Larson says the inclusion of Auckland speedster Lachie Ferguson gives them another pace option for the Test series against England and Australia. Ferguson has been included in a Test squad for the first time after making his mark this year in limited overs cricket. Larson says Ferguson now comes into the mix for next week's first test against England in Mount Maunganui.
We've got a great group of five quicks in the squad, and it's certainly going to be a selection conundrum when it comes to naming a final 11, but a good problem to have and an opportunity for us to look at conditions and then sort of pick accordingly. But Lachie certainly offers us now a point of difference with his pace.
Gavin Larson, captain Kane Williamson, has passed a fitness test and has also been included in the 15-man squad that has just two spinners, Mitchell Santner and Todd Astle. New All Whites coach Danny Hay is wanting his players to relax and enjoy this morning's friendly against Ireland in Dublin. The New Zealand national side is playing for the first time in 17 months. Hay is after a more attractive possession-based game from his side and wants to take any fear or anxiety off the shoulders of his players.
What's there to lose for us? There's actually nothing to lose. We haven't played for so long. It's an opportunity to play against a very good team, wonderful stadium. So they should be enjoying the moment. Yeah, they've got to work hard, and I've got no doubt they will. But go and express themselves a little bit more and play some fearless football. Be brave.
Danny Hay, kick-off just before nine with both EPL stars Winston Reid and Chris Wood starting. Koinā ngā pūrongo, hakinikina.